is a special presentation of TSN 1050. It's time for the Raptors to shine.
Step into the spotlight.
BMO Raptors playoff basketball on TSN 1050, the playoff voice of the Raptors.
Game 6 is upon us with the Raptors trying to wrap things up in Washington. Away from home has been where the hurt is. Can the wrongs from last weekend be righted this time around with the Raptors looking to punch their ticket to round number 2? We're about to find out. This is BMO Raptors basketball across the TSN radio network. Gareth Wheeler alongside Dwayne Watson in Toronto. Paul Jones and the coach Jack Armstrong will be on the call from the Capital One Arena in Washington in a few moments' time. The storylines heading into this one, who's in and who's out? Fred VanVleet available to play tonight against the Wizards. We'll see for how long and in what type of role, Dwayne. And out, Otto Porter for the Washington Wizards had a small procedure on his left leg, is out for the remainder of the series. So what does this all mean, Dwayne?
Well, Coach Casey, in regards to Fred VanVleet, says he's not sure we're going to get out of Fred VanVleet. So, you know, we don't know. We saw last time when he came in, he didn't look that good. The Raptors coaching staff was quick to pull him out. But knowing what he could potentially bring to the squad would be key for the Raptors team. And Otto Porter Jr. has been kind of hampered through most of the postseason, so this is an entirely surprise. He hasn't been as good, but obviously he's one of their best. He is their best three-point shooter, so that's going to be tough for the Wizards.
Kelly Oubre goes into the starting five for the Washington Wizards, and I say ew because he keeps on chirping. After calling out DeLon Wright, saying he couldn't play away from home, he kept on talking earlier today.
I'm not trying to, you know, do this psychological warfare. So, you know, it's something that is very, you know, he can take it very personally. But at the end of the day, if you want to go to war, I'm the wrong person to go to war against. Because, you know, if I die, I'm going to come back to life and kill you.
That was Kelly Oubre Jr. earlier today. A couple questions here, Dwayne. Why is Kelly Oubre Jr. talking and why DeLon Wright?
Well, and why DeLon didn't even really respond. What they said, I'll prove it in the game. I mean, Kelly Oubre Jr. is taking this personally. I don't know if he's trying to motivate his team. He's a young player. The wave poppy, as he's called himself. But hey, I mean, whatever dude inspires team, but he's got a really, he has the one who has to play on the court.
According to our very own Josh Lewenberg down in Washington today, DeLon Wright, under his breath as he walked off after practice, said, "I've got a quote ready for Oubre after we win." Time now for the Toronto Ford Dealers key matchup. Where are you going with this?
Going back with our friend Kelly Oubre Jr., who will be in the starting lineup. You know that Otto Porter was taking the role of covering DeMar DeRozan. And, you know, the argument's always been that longer defenders give DeMar trouble, but DeMar's had a good postseason. His numbers, although he's averaging 5 more the regular season, his numbers are pretty comparable to the regular season, so the longer defenders have been slowing him down. Kelly Oubre Jr. is going to be active on the defensive end, but he's going to hurt them because he didn't get the three-point shooting that Otto Porter provides.
That's a matchup I like to call a mismatch. The key matchup was a presentation of your Toronto area Ford dealers. Until April 29th, get great deals at Ford's One Tough Truck event, only at your Toronto area Ford dealer. Dwayne, there were bad memories from last week, and what are you looking for out of the gate from the Raptors tonight to show that Game 6 will be a different story?
Out of the gate's been pretty good for the Raptors for most of the season. It's the close. Like, we saw last game, JV in the fourth quarter is something that you really hope Coach Casey's going to go to, as he really helps his team on the offensive end and force them to match up on the other side.
Nothing came easy on Wednesday night either. Yep. In a 10-point Game 5 win that put the Raptors on the brink of advancing. But that fourth quarter with JV playing his first fourth quarter minutes along with DeLon Wright and CJ Miles, it was a combination that worked.
Without question. And you kind of wonder why Kelly Oubre Jr. is calling out DeLon Wright, because he's played strong in the playoffs in the absence of Fred VanVleet and really asserting himself. But the key is the first guy to win, the first team to win on the road is going to take this series, and hopefully it's the Raptors tonight.
Well, maybe it doesn't even have to work out that way, because if there is a Game 7, it will be on Sunday, where the Raptors could conceivably win all four games at home, and that's what home court advantage is tonight. But I think it's about sending a proper message that this team can win big games on the road. They lost 3 and 4 in much different ways, and that's the thing. You just want to see a complete performance tonight.
Yeah, it can't be one of those slaughter games where the Raptors just don't come out to perform. Especially, like you mentioned, this is a closeout game. This team has to take care of business in this matchup in this series. And I think while this Wizards team isn't a true 8 seed, it doesn't really have good optics when the 1 versus 8 is going to 7 games.
John Wall and company ran out of gas on Wednesday night. We'll see if they're completely still running on empty here tonight in Washington. Let's go down to the Capital One Arena for tonight's game call. Here's the great combination of Paul Jones and the coach, Jack Armstrong. Gentlemen.
All right, that's a tough intro to follow, but we will do our best.
Gareth, the check is in the mail, buddy.
That's right. My mom thanks you, Gareth. Time to get to the starters. Game six, lots of facts and figures and cliches, but first, here are the starters for Toronto.
Number nine, Serge Ibaka. A 6'8 forward from Indiana, number three, OG Anunoby. A 7-foot center from Lithuania, 17, Jonas Valančiūnas. A 6-foot guard from Villanova, number seven, Kyle Lowry. And a 6'7 guard from USC, number 10, DeMar DeRozan.
So there are the Raptors, starting lineup. Brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Open up to spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5% Subaru confidence in motion. And Jacko, this is it. If you're Toronto, it was a year ago to the day that they closed out the Milwaukee Bucks on the road at the Bradley Center, the BMO Harris Bradley Center, and looking to repeat history again tonight.
Well, that would be a cool thing if you're a Raptor fan for your team, and obviously it would be a fun night for them and getting prepared for a second-round series. It won't be easy, though, Jonesy. It's an amazing thing about this series. The Raptors have scored two more points than the Wizards in five games, and in the nine games these two teams have played, the Raptors have only outscored the Wizards by a grand total of 4 points. So there is not much of a difference between these two teams in nine games. It's pretty remarkable. Otto Porter out of the lineup for the Wizards. That hurts them.
Kelly Oubre Jr. will make the start in place of Otto Porter, who had a procedure done. Scott Brooks said that the pressure was building up in his leg. The first career start for Oubre in the playoffs. 25 starts in the regular season, 11 of them this season, averaged 10.7 points and 4.6 rebounds in those starts. The lights are down, the crowd is in place, and here are the starters for the Wizards.
Number 12 from the University of Kansas, Kelly Oubre Jr. Half forward, number 5 from the University of Kansas, Markieff Morris. At center, number 13 from Poland, Marcin Gortat. At guard, number 3 from the University of Florida,
There it is, Jacko, the five on the floor for the Wizards, and I think they are going to come out like a house on fire tonight.
Well, they need to, obviously, without Otto Porter in the lineup. You know, they're going to have a different dynamic in terms of substitution pattern and what they have off the bench. So this starting unit has to come out and set the tone, get this crowd behind them. Needless to say, if you're the Raptors, you got to be prepared to handle that first punch. And you got to play with poise and composure on the offensive end and be disciplined, take good shots, protect the ball. Because in games like this, if your offense is good and consistent, it allows your defense to lock into your defensive game plan.
So let's see what transpires here early on as the Raptors will take the floor wearing their third jersey tonight, the OVO-inspired black uniforms tonight. And the Wizards wearing their third jerseys representing the district.
Must be a Friday night thing or something. Who knows?
Maybe, Jack.
But both teams nattily attired in their uniforms, and the referees are ready to go as well tonight. Our referees, James Capers, Sean Wright, and Zach Zauber, and the alternate is Benny Adams. And by the way, if you're an alternate, that's the greatest scam job going.
Yeah.
Jonesy, you just hang out, watch the game, and they pay you for showing up. It's pretty good.
So Marcin Gortat and Jonas Valanciunas will jump center to start as we are set to get underway. It's money time. And the question is, could it be the last dance this year for the Washington Wizards? Well, we shall see. Valanciunas and Gortat await Mr. Capers, who will step into the center circle. And the veteran number 19 tosses it up. We're underway. And Washington has the ball to start. They will move right to left across your dial. Wall, far side, right wing, Ananobi right in front of him. They go down low block to Morris. Pull up jumper on Ibaka, good, and a foul. That's the kind of start, I guess, that the Wizards need as Markieff Morris knocks it out. And Washington goes up 2-0 and a free throw to come.
Quick move on the right baseline, and Ibaka that time just got his chest up under him and tried to body him on the jump shot. Good call by the official. Makes the free throw, and the Wizards on their first possession. Three-point play the old-fashioned way. They lead 3-0 here with 11:39 remaining first quarter.
First touch for Toronto. Valanciunas above the arc, works left side, far wing. Raptors moving left to right. DeRozan snakes into the lane. Foul line jumper good by DeMar. And the Raptors cut the lead. Washington, both teams score on their first hoop. 3-2, Washington. Wall down to Morris. Turns into the lane. Turnaround jumper on Ananobi. No good. Rebound Ibaka. Here comes Toronto. Up the court. Lowry drives. Gets to the hoop. Lays it up. No good. And back comes Washington. Beal. Stutter dribble far side. Into the lane. Finds a trailing Gortat, who was fouled by Valanciunas as he came steaming down Main Street. And Washington getting to the line early, Jack, as Gortat will have two free throws.
Good playoff foul that time by Valanciunas. Good strong take by Gortat going to the tin, and he'll shoot two free throws. And Gortat in this series has done a solid job, really come on in games 3 and 4, averaging 10 points a game in this series. Their leading rebounder as well, a little over 6 rebounds. He makes the first free throw.
Jack, I guess the question is, can you run away before the fourth quarter? Because all these games and those numbers you pointed out have come down to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no doubt. And the last two games, the Raptors blew a fourth quarter lead.
Yeah.
The Wizards blew a fourth quarter lead on a Wednesday night in game 5 in Toronto. So you want to be able to get in control of this game if you can.
DeRozan down the lane, lays it up, no good. Valanciunas leans in, gets the putback.
Well, he took Gortat on, and obviously that opened up the offensive boards for Valanciunas. Good putback opportunity.
5-4, Washington, 10.5 to go, just underway first quarter. Wall front court, between the rings against Ananobi. Works left near side around the Gortat screen to Gortat in the lane, kicks it out, intercepted by Lowry. To DeRozan, near side, drives on Morris, puts it up, no good, blocked out of bounds, and they say it went off DeRozan, out of bounds. I'm not sure about that.
Well, he didn't make a play for the ball as it was going out of bounds. That's why he thought it was off Morris, but Morris, good play, by the way, protecting the basket, getting back. Sometimes you got to take that retreat dribble,
yes,
when you don't have advantage and pull it out, use the clock.
Bradley Beal dances over center with the ball. Works to the middle with the right hand. Free throw line jumper good. Straight away, 18 feet at the nail.
You hate it when he makes his first shot because then he comes out. He's a lot more aggressive.
Lowry far side to Valanciunas. Rolling into the lane. Floats it up. No good. Rebound to Wall. 9:47 first quarter. 7-4 Washington. Wall pull up jumper. Rattles it down. 18 feet far side. And pounds his right fist into his chest. Washington up 9-4. Raptors got to maintain contact, Jack, although we surmised there would be some heavy blows from Washington early. Lowry in the lane, throws it away, trying to get it to Ibaka. Back comes Beal. Step back three in the air. Good. Dwayne Casey waves like he's hailing a taxi and says, give me a timeout. 12-4 Washington. Raptors want to talk.
Well, not a good start for the Raptors here.
Although we said we thought this would happen, Jack.
Yep. Well, you know you're going to take the hit. And offensively, they've been a little sloppy and haven't been able to be timely making their shots. And the Wizards, they got 7 break points already. They're pushing the ball in transition off the Raptor miscues and missed shots. And they're 4-5. They lead by 8. 12-4 here with 9:20 remaining first quarter.
It's the playoffs from the Capital One Arena in Washington, the Raptors and the Wizards, and you're listening on your flagship station, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back in Washington at the Capital One Arena, Paul Jones, Jack Armstrong, along with Connor Malley. It's nice when you can work with the dad and then the son.
Connor. Yeah. Well, they got this racket covered here in D.C. and Baltimore.
His dad's a big shot. Last time we were here, I'm like, Connor, where's your dad, Pat? Oh, he's working at the Super Bowl. Well, la-di-da. Back at Raptor Central, we got our grinders with us. I wouldn't call them fourth liners because we play them all the
They're
time.
They're our first line.
Yes, sir. Keith Bauer and Steve Eliopoulos looking after Gareth Wheeler and Dwayne Watson. You'll hear from Josh Lewenberg at halftime. And, Jack, we surmise this. Washington would come out swinging, and they have. It's 12-4 Washington with 9:20 to go. Let's see what happens, how the Raptors react to this. What's your line, Jack? You're either the hammer or the nail?
Yep. And right now the Raptors have been the recipient of some shots. And the backcourt, by the way, of Beal and Wall, a perfect 3-for-3 with 7 points. So obviously they're the guys that are going to have big nights, and they've had big nights in the games 3 and 4 here in Washington on behalf of their team. So those are the guys you got to keep under control.
There have been 198 best-of-7 series in the NBA playoffs. The team that wins Game 5 when it's tied at 2 wins 83% of the time. The Raptors in that spot now. But, Jack, in 2013-14, they were in the other 17% when they led Brooklyn 3-2 and couldn't close it out.
Yep, and that's the challenge right now for the Raptors. Can they get it done here tonight? And match what they did a year ago today in Milwaukee, closing a series out on the road.
Oh, the last button, always the hardest one to get done. It keeps you from getting out the door. Lowry up top. Raptors coming left to right. DeRozan, 3, in and out. Rebound, Valanciunas runs it down in the corner to DeRozan. Drives to the hoop. Kicks to Ananobi. Corner 3 from OG, no good. Rebound, Gortat. Here comes Washington with a 12-4 lead, 8:40 to go, first quarter. Beal, near side, left wing, right hand to the middle, against Ibaka, to Gortat, down low to Morris, and they got Lowry for the foul. Kyle was matched up and fighting him like a tiger down there with the size mismatch, but got called on the hold.
Well, side out of bounds now for the Wizards, 14 on the shot clock. Beal will inbound.
Beal gets it back from Gortat, floats it up in the lane, no good. Rebound Morris, kick out Oubre Jr., 3, good. 15-4, Washington by 11.
Well, the Raptors had a problem with defensive rebounding on Wednesday night, and they give up a 3 off a missed shot and offensive rebound.
Ananobi drives into the lane, and they got the block on Wall. Wall thought he was there, but referee James Capers emphatically putting his hands on his hips to signal the blocking foul. It'll be Toronto ball near side, right wing, well, side out of bounds.
Good whistle that time. James Capers, an experienced veteran official. He's not going to be intimidated on the road by the road fans. And strong take by Ananobi.
DeRozan down the lane, kicks to Valanciunas, tipped out. Right into the hands of Ibaka, doesn't shoot it. Oubre Jr. knocks it away, and Lowry picks it up for Toronto. Into the lane, Lowry lays it up and in, dances it home. 15-6, Toronto down 9. Washington back quickly. Wall, 3, good. That breaks a streak of 0-11 for John Wall from 3. The worst streak of futility in Wizards history in the playoffs. 18-6 Wizards. Lowry back at you with a 3 in the bottom of the well. Raptors cut the lead to 9 at 18-9. Beal up top. Kicks to Oubre Jr. Back to Beal between the rings. 7:29. First quarter, Beal jumper, got it, 20 feet, right side, left side, near wing, Washington on fire right now, Jack. 7 of 9, 78% leading 20-9.
Screen assists that time by Gortat, freeing up Beal on the screen and roll.
Valanciunas in the lane, floats it up and gets the roll. That thing hits four rims. Soft as church music, tickles the twine. 20-11, Raptors down 9.
Nice setup that time by Lowry in a two-man game.
Beal kicks to Morris. Open three, near side, left wing, no good. Rebound knocked away. Washington has it. Beal three straight away, or Wall three straight away, no good. Rebound Washington. Oubre three, no good. Valanciunas fights for the board and scrapes it down.
Everyone's got to box out. There's no box outs right now, Jones. They gave up two offensive rebounds on that play.
20-11, Washington. 6.5 to go. First quarter. Ibaka turnaround jumper, no good. Near block. Back comes Washington. Wall up the far side. On the run, into the corner, and they got DeRozan on the block. DeRozan retreating in. Man, all you can do against Wall is back up and try and get out of the way, Jack.
You're right about that. That actually worked out well, that foul, because the Raptors, if he gave up that ball on the pass, they were in big trouble in their transition D.
Gortat to Wall, near side left wing. On Lowry. Backs him down into the lane. Wall, turnaround, jumper, no good. Rebound, knocked away. It goes off Oubre Jr., out of bounds. Toronto ball, but Jack, again, Washington had their mitts on the orange.
Way too much activity on the offensive glass from the Wizards.
And Jack, it's like an old dog. You feed him once, he's going to keep coming back, right?
You ain't kidding.
DeRozan up top. Three balls straight away. Back rim, no good. Long rebound, all Washington. Wizards controlling the boards 9-4 right now. Wall, front court. On the bounce, into the lane. Hook pass to Morris, far side to Oubre Jr. in the corner. Left hand to the middle, floats it up, no good. Standing rebound to Valanciunas. 5:34 to go. First quarter, Ibaka jump hook up and in.
Great pass that time by Lowry, slicing down the left side and hooking up Ibaka on the left side for the jump hook.
Back comes Washington, 20-13. Raptors down 7. Beal between the rings. Kicks to Wall down the far side. Bounces off Valanciunas. Misses the shot. Toronto grabs the rebound, but
good challenge by Valanciunas at the rim. Wall having a bounce off him on the right side. But the ball went out of bounds off Valanciunas. He was out of bounds when he came out of bounds when he caught the ball. Fresh 24 for the Wizards.
Gortat up top. 5:08 to go in a fast-moving first quarter. Washington up 7, 20-13. In the lane, Beal loses it out of bounds. Oh, they're going to give it to Washington. Toronto can't come up with the stop.
Wizards fast-paced tonight. They've got 10 break points already, so really playing rapid-fire ball. And now, coming in the game, Jakob Poeltl in place of Valanciunas. Valanciunas checks out 4 points, 5 boards, with one personal foul.
Washington inbound, far side. Beal down the baseline. Trapped by Anunoby, and Poeltl kicks it out to Wall. Shot clock at 5. They go to Mike Scott. Elbow jumper near side. Rattles it down. Man, that guy's made every shot.
I'm shocked he hasn't played more. The last few games, his minutes have been down for the Wizards. And it's like Valanciunas the other night. Why is he not playing ball?
Yeah.
If you're a Wizards fan, you're asking the same question about Mike Scott.
DeRozan in the lane on Oubre Jr. Floats it up. No good. Good contest by Oubre Jr. Back comes Washington.
DeRozan, tough night so far. 1-6.
Beal on the bounce. Straight away. Goes down the left side. Floats it up. No good. Man, that thing hung on the rim. Didn't go down. Back comes DeRozan. 4:05 to go, first quarter. Toronto down 9, 22-13. Ibaka, 3, got it down the bottom of the well. Far side, left wing. And the Raptors have responded to cut it to 6. They trailed by as many as 12. And Scott Brooks wants a timeout.
Well, good setup that time by DeMar DeRozan. He's struggling with his shots. It gets the playmaking going. Draw, kick, and gets into the heart of the defense and hooks up Ibaka on the left side for the jump shot. 3:59 remaining first quarter. Raptors trail by 6, 22-16.
Let's take a break from the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. You're listening to Playoff Basketball. Raptors and Wizards on TSN 1050 Toronto.
And we're back here in Washington, D.C. 3:59 remaining. Raptors trailed by 6, 22-60. Jonesy here in the first quarter.
Well, Jack, the biggest lead was 12 for Washington at 18-6. And since then, the Raptors have gone on a 10-4 run to shave this thing down. It's a six-point lead for Washington. And, Jack, like that fighter taking the first punch, the Raptors took it, and they're kind of put themselves back in the contest right now. Start your day with Landsberg in the morning, weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., recapping the weekend that was for the Toronto Raptors. Jack, do you like the way the Raptors have fought back? Do you like what they've done to fight back?
Yeah, absolutely, you have to. And I think the big issue right now for them is just to try to clean up the rebounding on the defensive end. I think they're doing enough to force them to miss them shots, but you got to rebound the ball. Now, Yamahimi is checking in for Gortat, and Tomas Sanarowski, who's kind of hasn't played a whole lot here in the series, he's played a grand total in this series of 42 minutes after playing really well for them with John Wall out of the lineup. He's going to have an opportunity to play as well with Kelly Oubre sitting down. He's a good two-way player.
Oh, yeah. Satoransky's like a candy bar. He gets it done when you need it, right? You're hungry. You just let me get a fix here. Bradley Beal up top for the Wizards, moving right to left in their white uniforms. Scott on the block. Fall away on DeRozan. No good. Rebound to Lowry. Fights off Mahinmi. Raptors in the black, moving front court left to right. Ibaka jump hook in the lane. No good. Runs his rebound down. Gets it to Miles. One dribble. Three in the air. Back rim. No good. Long rebound. Here comes Washington. On the run. Wall drives. Kicks it to Mike Scott. It's out of bounds into the bench. And the Raptors get the turnover and will bring it back. Ibaka, corner jumper, far side, rattles, doesn't go.
He had more time than he thought. Ibaka kind of a little quick on his release. Just gather and settle.
Satoransky, corner three, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off Miles.
Where's the blockouts, though?
There's no blockouts, Jack. They're all jumping.
Shots taken from the right corner, and Mahimi and Scott are on the weak side, and Miles and Poeltl don't box out, and now the Wizards get another possession. Ibaka checks out. Siakam checks in. Ibaka 2-for-5 tonight in 9 minutes. So now you got Siakam and Poeltl, Miles, all second unit guys playing with Lowry and DeRozan.
Well, the bench scoring right now is 2-0 Washington. It's the fast break points that are killing Toronto at 10-2.
Ty Lawson in the game now for Bradley Beal.
Wall up top. 2:54 first quarter. In the lane to Mahinmi. Throws it up, no good, but he's fouled as he slithered between a couple of Raptors.
He'll shoot two free throws. That's the fifth foul for the Raptors. So some breakdowns defensively. Step slow in coverages, and now suddenly Mahinmi gets an opportunity to go to the free throw line. And he's done a good job at the line. Mid-70s as a shooter during the year. 8 of 9 in the playoffs, makes his first free throw.
Jan Mahinmi, the Frenchman, has had a few stops around the league. Originally drafted 28th overall by San Antonio, has been in Dallas, Indiana, and now here in Washington. Knocks down two free throws, and Washington leads it 24-16, 2:49 to go, first quarter. Miles, far side, left wing. Raptors in the third uniform, wearing the OVO-inspired black. Lowry, three up top, no good. Here comes John Wall on the bounce. Poeltl has him out top. This is trouble. Wall crosses over, puts him on skates, goes to the hoop, lays it up, no good. Rebound Siakam. Off to DeRozan. Into the corner, Lowry drives baseline, bumped by Mahinmi out of bounds, and the foul will go on Jan Mahinmi.
That was like bumper cars that time. I mean, he just absolutely crushed Lowry as he drove on the right baseline. If you're going to foul a guy, you might as well make him feel it. Mahinmi did just that. Raptors will inbound on the right sideline. DeLon Wright now checking in for Lowry. Lowry checks out 5 points, 2 assists in 10 minutes, right in for Lowry. The only starter remaining on the floor for Toronto is DeRozan. The only starter on the floor for the Wizards right now, John Wall.
Well, that sometimes happens, Jack. DeRozan, jumper up and in. Dwayne Casey likes to do that, leave DeRozan on the floor with a few of the bench people. Nice to have
to finish
stability.
The quarter. And yeah. Then obviously we'll see if Fred VanVleet plays tonight. He's active, but we'll see if he plays.
Satoransky, kick out top to Wall. Back to Scott, drives baseline, and he's fouled on the baseline by Poeltl. Man, Mike Scott still giving Toronto fits.
And Poeltl, I'm not sure what happened on the defensive play on the right baseline, but he was sure late getting there. And then Mike Scott dialed up a quick move on that baseline, and if Poeltl doesn't foul him, he gets a dunk. And unfortunately for Poeltl, that's his second foul. So let's see what Toronto does now with him. And they make the move I think you should make with Mahimi on the floor. They go back with Valanciunas. Poeltl plays 3 minutes and commits 2 fouls. So I know they put him in to match up with Scott, a little more mobility. And now he's out of the mix for a little bit.
Well, he's going to sit down. Mike Scott, second free throw good. Washington up, 26-18.
Raptors have not shot a free throw. The Wizards a perfect 7-for-7. All those fouls hurting them.
DeLon Wright to Siakam. Raptors down 8, trying to get back into it. Valanciunas, free throw line jumper, no good. Tipped up by DeLon Wright, no good. Grabs the offensive rebound, and it's taken right out of his hands by Ty Lawson. To Wall, to Scott, lay it up and in. Washington by 10. 28-18, 90 seconds to go, first quarter. DeRozan off to Siakam, now to Wright. DeRozan to Siakam, elbow jumper near side, good. Pascal knocks it down, 28-20. The Raptors trying to apply a tourniquet right now, Jack. Wall, far side, right wing. On the dribble, backs out against Wright. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Wall on the dribble, far side, right wing, in front of the bench, now turns, backs down on right, hits Scott, cutting into the lane, the jumper good.
That was a breakdown. Siakam's got to stay with Scott. Instead, he sent them into a switch to Valanciunas, and they didn't recognize it. Raptors defense here in the first quarter has struggled.
Giving up 30 points.
Well, they fouled too much, just haven't been sharp.
Valanciunas in the lane. The jump hook short. Rebound knocked away. Run down by Ty Lawson.
They're not shooting the ball well either. 36% in the first quarter.
Last possession time for Washington. Game clock at 20. Shot clock at 13. Wall out top. On the bounce. Against Siakam. Drives left. Cut off by Pascal. Step back jumper in the corner. No good. Rebound Valanciunas. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. DeRozan runs it over the timeline. All the way to the hoop. The lefty floater up, no good.
Low percentage shot that time. You got to pull up. You got to stop on a dime and take a jump shot.
I'd rather see the balanced jumper that you practice all the time, Jack.
Instead of taking a difficult shot over a long Jan Mahimi. Well, the Raptors, that was not a picturesque first quarter. And after one, they trail by 10, 30 to 20. Their shooting is poor right now. And their defensive rebounding has been an issue as well. And the Wizards off to a good start, just like they wanted and just like they scripted, without an Otto Porter Jr. in their lineup. So the Raptors got a lot of work to do here, stuck 10 after one.
Second quarter, when we come back, as Jack told you, 30 to 20 Washington. You're listening to the Wizards and the Raptors. It's the playoffs from Capital One Arena on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., Raptors trailing the Wizards 30-20. Washington with a superior quarter, not necessarily shooting, but just, Jack, to break it down to its most fundamental terms, they're playing harder.
Well, they're playing harder. They're playing better, too. You know, like, they're just a little sharper. Raptors just, I don't know, hard to put a finger on it, but it's just not real sharp yet. But you know what? You got Fred VanVleet now in the game. So he's officially back now. If he's manning this second unit here. All five of the bench mob in the game now, Jonesy.
Yep, Wright, Van Vliet, Miles in the game with Siakam and Valanciunas, the lone starter.
Oh, excuse me. That's right.
And Toronto. Yes,
that's right. Poeltl's got the two fouls. If I stand corrected.
DeLon Wright gets an easy one inside. Raptors cut the lead to 8. Scott to Ty Lawson. Wizards in the white, moving right to left. Top of the lane, jumper good from Lawson.
Well, Wizards bench plus 8 already, 12-4. So they've gotten it from both sides of their roster. The starters plus 2, the reserves plus 8.
32-22 Washington. Miles in the lane, runs over Mahinmi, puts it up, no good. JV with a volleyball tip, like a big middle in volleyball, softly tapping it back into the hoop. 32-24, Raptors down 8. Valanciunas challenges the Mahinmi shot. A bad miss by Mahinmi. Rebound to Toronto. JV playing big. Van Vliet lobs to Valanciunas, who softly directs it into the hoop. And the Raptors cut the lead to 6. Van Vliet picking up full court. Freddie looks energized, Jack.
Great pass. He threw that Valanciunas that time on a lob. Coming in, making an impact, Jonesy.
10:34 to go, first half, 32-26 Raptors. Beal, step back, jumper for 3, no good. Rebound Van Vliet. Here he comes, up the middle of the court. In control of the second unit, Van Vliet works left, into the lane. Tries to kick it into the corner. It's intercepted by Scott, and they've got the foul on Siakam as Scott tried to head back up court.
Well, Van Vliet that time kind of lost his footing, Jonesy.
Yeah. Threw a soft pass. He didn't have much juice behind that one, Jack, as
that
it floated out.
That was not his. That was not at the weak shoulder, though. It was the other shoulder. It's odd.
Lawson front court to Scott. Right side. Drive. Stop. Jumper blocked by Siakam into the bench.
Well, that's a nice play that time because Scott's such a great mid-range shooter. Nice to get in his head a little bit, make him think twice.
Pascal saying, don't bring that low stuff in here, Jack. Beal inbounds right in the corner in front of the Wizards bench to Scott. Reverse layup, no good. Here comes Toronto. Siakam runs it front court on the dribble. Now gets it to Valanciunas to right. DeLon near side. Works to the middle. Into the lane. Floats it up. Back rim, no good. Rebound, Mike Scott. 9:45 first half. Raptors down 32-26. Lawson on the dribble. Sets for a 3 up top, no good. Long rebound, knocked away. Van Vliet has it. 2-on-1 Toronto. Van Vliet to Miles, jams it down. Great spacing, great pass by Freddie. He's had impact already, Jack. Raptors cut the lead to 4 at 32-28.
Van Vliet with 2 rebounds and 2 assists already. So he comes in the game, and the Raptors unit that started the second quarter here, the 4 reserves, along with Valanciunas, getting the Raptors back in this ballgame. 9:28 remaining, second quarter. The Wizards lead by 4, 32-28.
Let's take a break from the Capital One Arena. It's the playoffs, and you're listening to Raptors Wizards from Washington, D.C. on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Washington, D.C.,
the district.
The district. The DMV. District, Maryland, Virginia. And the Raptors trailing the Wizards 32-28. But, Jack, they've done a nice job of creeping back into it. And we should tell you that the 2018 FIFA World Cup Russia is coming this June to TSN 1050. The official radio broadcaster of World Cup Russia. Every game, every goal, every highlight be a part of the spectacle. Jacko, Toronto, as we said, creeping back into it and doing a nice job right now.
Well, they got to keep it going here as the Raptors second unit minus Jakob Poeltl, who's got 2 fouls, Valanciunas in place of him, and 2 starters in the game right now for Washington in Bradley Beal and Morris, Sanareski, Lawson, and Mahinmi in the game for Washington.
Well, the dance cam has one of the ushers doing her thing. 9:28 to go, first half. Well, the dance is on right now, and if you're the Raptors, you're trying to stop the music and look for a new partner, Jack. 32-28 Washington. 9:20 to go, first half. Beal, Mahinmi, Satoransky, Lawson, and Morris for Washington. Mahinmi in the lane, short hook up and in. 34-28, Washington by 6. They've led by as many as 12. Toronto has never led in the ball game. Van Vliet, front court, works to the top of the lane. Jumper in the air, good, like he was never away. Freddie snakes to a 16-footer and punches it down.
He's played in a lot of big games in his career, Jonesy. This is his opportunity for first extended minutes in a playoff game. But he was a number one team in the country in college, Wichita State, Final Four, the whole bit. He knows what big games are about.
34-30, Washington. Beal, step back, jumper short, rebound Siakam. Runs it up the left side, far wing. 8.5 to go, second quarter, Raptors down 4. Valanciunas to Siakam, straight away on the handle. Now works over to the near side, right wing, shot clock at 10. Van Vliet on the lob to Siakam, who jams it down. Freddie nonchalantly throws it up, and Pascal met it and got it down. Jack, that's what was missing for Siakam, his other half hooking him up.
Totally. He's a receiver, and he's a playmaker when he gets the ball in space and on the move.
In the lane, Beal. Kick out to Lawson. Drives on Van Vliet. And Fred saying, he pushed me. Instead, they're going to get the foul on Van Vliet.
And I've been saying all along in this series how much they miss Van Vliet. He makes plays, and he does a dribble handoff, and he just throws a lob up top to Siakam. And now lots of substitutions. Wall back in the game. Gortat, as well as Oubre Jr. So all five starters now in the game. Only one starter for Toronto. Steal by DeLon Wright.
On the way to Siakam. Fouled by Morris. And Jack, it's amazing what Fred does for this second unit. All of a sudden, they've got their mojo back.
Pep. They got pep in their step. They got life. They got energy. And he gives them leadership and personality and direction. And, you know, I call it stage presence.
Yes.
Other people call it it factor. But whatever way you want to call it, he has both of those, doesn't he, Jonesy?
Yeah, he's not afraid of the moment, you know. And if you're cocky, you'd say he's on the all dig me team, as they're going to review that foul. A little bit of chatter between the benches, and Zach Zarba gets over there and says, "All right, boys, let's move away." Morris was chatting away, and Dwayne Casey pats him on the backside and says,
"He's got anger management issues, though. I tell you what,
he's a Philly kid.
He and his brother, both of them, they got fined by the NBA both in the same day.
Same day. I know twins do everything together, but that's a little bit much.
They're very consistent.
So they've reviewed it, and it's a common foul. And
James Capers was over there along with Sean Wright, and then Zach Zarba was trying to keep peace between the two teams.
So Siakam will get a couple of free throws in an attempt to tie this game at the 7:53 mark.
And I think he's getting into it with Jamal McGlure on the Raptor bench.
No, you don't want a piece of
others.
The cat.
Yeah, but the cat's not playing.
I know.
So that's the one thing.
You got to ignore that. Don't have the rabbit ears if you're on the court.
But
if you're in the 94 by 50
But my point
rectangle.
Is this. Cat talked a lot of smack against the Nets and the Wizards early on in the playoff runs a few years ago. But you got to have the guys on a team to carry it out for you.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're out there enforcing your own back talk, that's fine. But Jamal McGlure is not a shy guy, that's
no,
for sure.
No.
But his playing days are over now. So he needs some of the Raptor players to back up his talk.
Siakam makes one of two, so the Raptors trail by one, 34-33. Wall, far side against Van Vliet. Backs him down, spins into the lane, throws it up, no good. And they say that Wall was pushed on
the pass-up. He was passing, yeah.
He was out of control, though, Jack.
I
thought he was dead in the water. So anyway, the foul will go on the Raptors.
It was a foul, though. Even though he was out of control, he did get whacked pretty good.
Siakam takes the foul. Wall will inbound right side, far wing, in front of the Wizards bench. Gortat takes the inbound to Wall. Posting up, first marker against Van Vliet. Kicks it into the near corner to Morris. Drives on Siakam. Great D by Pascal. Cross court to Wall. Three in the air, no good. Rebound. Morris, up fake, shot up and in. Morris working the glass.
You know, Siakam did a great job defensively on Morris, and then he doesn't box him out. The ball shot long right. It's coming off long left. Basic stuff.
Rebounding is part of defense. DeLon Rice into the lane. On the bounce to Miles. He gets a step. Tries to get it to Valanciunas, and they got CJ on a good call for a travel on the jump stop. Move both feet. 7:02, first half, 36-33, Washington.
Wizards plus +5 in second chance points, and they lead by 3. So clean that up. Your initial defense has been solid.
Wall, far side, ISO'd on Van Vliet, backs him down, kicks to Oubre Jr., 3, near side, no good, air ball, rebound Van Vliet. Up the right side, near wing, Raptors working left to right, Van Vliet for 3, short, rebound Gortat. Outlet John Wall, 6:35, first half, Toronto down 36-33. Wall on the dribble. Leans over between the rings against Van Vliet. Works left, back to the right. Fred cuts him off. They kick it to Morris, near side. Drives on Siakam. He's cut off. Shot clock at 4. Jumper in the lane. Good by Morris. 14-footer makes it 38-33. Well, after the kerfuffle, he's got 4 straight points.
Some guys, you don't want to get them fired up.
Valanciunas gets it to DeLon Wright. Straight away, shot clock at 8. Wright works near elbow to Van Vliet. Drives on Oubre Jr., who fouled him. Fred with a quick first step. Oubre, draws the foul right side near wing.
Oubre Jr., that's his second foul. Quite frankly, he fouls on every play. He's an aggressive player. He's like, you ever see the movie Ed Scissorhands?
Yes, Edward Scissorhands.
Yes, he's that guy.
He's got that Edward Scissorhands haircut, too.
DeLon Wright checking out right now. Quiet start, 2 points, 1 rebound in 8 minutes. DeMar DeRozan checking back in. Lowry checks in as well for C.J. Miles.
DeRozan up top to Lowry. Up fake, drives, gets into the lane, floats it up and in. Kyle with a soft floater from 10 feet. 38-35, Raptors cut the lead to 3. Wall straight away against Van Vliet. Van Vliet, Lowry, DeRozan, Siakam, and Valanciunas in the black shirts for Toronto. Morris tries to get the lob. He was engaged with DeRozan while the lob was in the air. It went out of bounds on the baseline. Here comes Toronto. Lowry drives on Gortat, floats it up and in. Toronto cuts the lead to 1 at 38-37.
Well, Lowry off to a good start. 9 points, 2 assists, 4 of 6 tonight.
Wall drives left hand into the lane, bounces off Valanciunas and lays it in. 40-37 Washington. John Wall with 7 points. Van Vliet into the lane, floats it up, short, rebound. Here comes Gortat.
Well, that's 2 plays. Van Vliet looked a little tired. Foul in the backcourt by Siakam. Van Vliet got beat off the bounce by Wall, and then he just didn't have anything on his floater. And he was grabbing his shorts. That's the sure sign of fatigue. Yeah. And checking out Siakam and Valanciunas. So they're going to go with Poeltl, Van Vliet, Lowry, Ibaka, and DeRozan for the Raptors. Same 5 right now, the starting 5 for the Wizards.
Wall up top on the dribble. Kicks it to Gortat. Back to Beal. On the drive, far side, Beal lays it up and in. What a tough hoop by Bradley Beal. 42-37 Washington. Van Vliet to DeRozan. Swing it to Lowry. Catch and shoot, 3, short, rebound Morris. Long outlet, Oubre Jr. On the dribble. Kicks it cross court to John Wall. 4:20 first half, Washington 42, Toronto 37. Beal backs in against Lowry. Inside the free throw line, into the corner. Jumper in the air, good from Bradley Beal.
Raptors lost him on the weak side. They sent a little flare screen in the left corner, and Wall just posted up and threw the skip pass. Timeout Raptors, and after getting it to a point where they were down 1 point, now it's back to 8 again. So good counterpunching by the Wizards here. 3:59 remaining second quarter, and the Wizards lead by 45-37.
From the Capital One Arena, it's the playoffs. Raptors and Wizards, and you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. back in Washington. We are at the Capital One Arena with the Wizards leading the Raptors in Game 6, 45-37. Raptors survived the early barrage by Washington. They were down 12 twice, Jack. They've cut it to 1, but cannot get over the hump, and now they trail by 8 at 45-37.
And Washington has played the lead. And, you know, obviously when you lose a guy like an Otto Porter, your margin of error is not as big, even though you're playing at home. So you want to play with the lead. And
yeah,
they've done a good job maintaining that. And the Raptors, they've had issues closing quarters. The other night they gave up an 11-5 run to end the second quarter. So let's see now with the Raptors stuck 8, 3:59 remaining second quarter, can they do a good job closing the quarter here? And both teams shooting precisely the same from the field, 43%. And, you know, quite frankly, the difference in this game has been, you know, just some offensive rebounding. Wizards have made 2 more threes. And the Wizards have gotten to the free throw line 7 times. The Raptors only twice. So just the Wizards have been a little bit more aggressive than the Raptors. That sense of urgency. And the Raptors, for me, it's just all about hanging around here and making a little bit of a run here at halftime.
I just think, Jack, you got to survive the blows, rope-a-dope, hang on, and win the decision at the end. If it were a fight, just kind of lean them out at the end. Raptor ball moving front court left to right. They've got the black uniforms on. Drake not here, but the OVO-inspired uniforms on the backs of the Raptors. DeRozan, elbow jumper far side, rattles, doesn't go, rebound out of bounds, off Pirtle. They're going to say it's Washington ball.
Well, that was a perfect shot for DeMar DeRozan. Again, if you're going to win a game on the road, those are the ones you got to make. Good look out of the timeout for him. He'd love to have that baby back.
Oh, you can bet that, Jacko. Wall up top against Ananobi. Works to the near elbow, left side, back to the right elbow, far side to Beal. Corner jumper, no good. Long rebound. Lowry knocks it away, but it goes right to Washington.
Again, defensive rebounding's just been poor.
Wall, pull-up jumper over DeRozan. Gets the roll. 17-footer straight away. It hit 4 rims before it went down.
Well, they're minus 7 in second chance points. The Wizards already with 11 points off offensive rebounds.
DeRozan in the lane to Pirtle. Lays it up and in. DeMar drives. Had to turn his back as the resistance was there and found a cutting Pirtle. Wall, far elbow, right side. 2:55 to go, first half. Washington up 47-39. And, Jack, you just get that feeling, as you said, the Raptors in survival mode right now.
Totally. They don't have their A game tonight. But you know what? It's all about just grinding and staying close.
Beal drives from the far side on Ananobi. Floats it up, no good, but the foul called. And they're going to get it, I think, on Ananobi, as James Capers is shaking his head. OG, very little to say in terms of complaining, but they got him on that one, Jack, and he didn't think he fouled.
Well, again, the Raptors have committed twice as many fouls, though. Again, I talk about not having the sharpness offensively. I don't think they've had the sharpness defensively. When you're fouling a lot, that means you're step slow or mentally not alert to matchups or certain cuts. And they've put them at the line too often, and Beal makes both. They're 9 of 9, and the Wizards lead by 10, 2:49 remaining, 49-39.
Jack, you talk about closing quarters. The Raptors did not do a good job in Game 5, except for the fourth quarter. Lowry, 3 up top, got it in the bottom of the well. Kyle knocks it out, 49-42. Raptors trying to maintain contact like a marathon race, Jack. Just try to stay with that lead pack.
I wouldn't know that, Jonesy.
Neither would I. Wall drives, lays it up and in, far side. 51-42. How about John Wall with 11 points?
He and Beal have combined for 25 points, and they're shooting 10 of 21, so they're playing great.
DeRozan up top, Lowry, far side, left wing, against Gortat. Lowry to Ananobi, straight away, up fake, resets with the dribble, 3 in the air, good. OG in the bottom of the well, 51-45. Raptors down 6. Wall, far side, right wing. Minute 50 to go. Washington by 6. Wall now gets a switch on Ibaka. Waves his left arm, says, I'm going to work. gets it to Morris on the block against Ananobi. Leans in, puts it up, and gets the roll. Seven-footer by Morris makes it 53-45 Washington. Lowry turns the corner down the near side into the lane. Reverse layup, no good. It goes up and over the backboard.
That's a tough shot by Lowry that time. You got to throw the ball off the guy's leg.
Well, that shot contested. That ball, as you said, Jack, went up and over. That's a tough look.
Morris has played great since that little altercation with the Raptor bench, Jones. He's had 6 points, and his defense and energy has been a lot better. Poke the bear.
Gortat in the lane, blocked by Ibaka. Serge says, get it out of here. DeRozan back on the run, into the lane, lays it up and in. 53-47, Raptors down six. Wall on the alley-oop, can't squeeze it. Out of bounds, through his hands on the baseline, far side. Toronto will bring it back, left to right. 1:05 to go in the quarter. They trail 53-47, halftime approaches. Serge with a huge defensive play, Jacko.
Sure was. Great recovery, and Raptors got it to six. Two-possession game. Let's see if they can close here. Satoransky in the game now. Good defender guarding DeRozan.
Lowry, three up top. Good in the bottom of the well.
He got
wanted
hit.
The foul call. Didn't get it, but will take the three as the Raptors cut it to 53-50.
Right, get some stops here. Close possessions with rebounds.
Wall, far side, right wing, guarded by Ananobi. OG sitting in his chair in front of him. They go near side to Beal. Uncontested jumper, no good. Rebound out of bounds.
Well,
on the near side, it'll be Toronto ball.
The reason he was open, Gortat held Lowry, who's trying to fight through the screen. They're running a lot of those flare screens, going opposite side and skipping it over the top, Jonesy. That shot from the left side.
Beal in the backcourt takes a touch foul
and
against Lowry.
They had a foul to give, but why would you give it there? Interesting foul.
34.9 to go, 53-50 Washington. We approach halftime. And Jack,
what do we normally see from the Raptors? In this situation, they go 2-for-1. Let's see if they do it here.
Well, if they do it, they can score, stop, score. They can miraculously have the lead at half. Lowry, step-up screen from Pirtle. Three in the air, no good. Rebound, John Wall. They went 2-for-1 but didn't score. Wall on the run into the lane. Kicks it out, and it goes off DeRozan, out of bounds. It'll stay with Washington.
I don't know if Lowry's shot was blocked or he just didn't have enough legs in his shot. But nonetheless, the Wizards have the ball right baseline. They have 19 on a shot clock.
Wall gets the inbound. On the hash mark, far side, right wing. Lowry on him. They clear the side for Wall on the right wing. Now Ananobi switches out. He's sitting in front of Wall. Wall on the drive. Ananobi right up on him. Wall works left. Pull up jumper, top of the lane, no good. Long rebound to Morris. Gets it to Beal at the buzzer, no good. And
what?
The Raptors survive.
What are they doing? I mean, the Raptors, again, just not closing possessions and making a commitment to rebound the ball. Markieff Morris has 9 rebounds in the first half. And a lot of it is just his activity level on the offensive board. So the Raptors, I tell you what, great job coming back. You got it to a one-possession game. You stuck three, 53-50, and now it all comes down to being a little better. You know what I'm saying? Making some shots, being stronger with the ball, execution, and execution of the defense, converting defensive plays with defensive rebounds.
Take a break. Halftime, Wheeler Watson, they'll be joined by Lewenberg, 53-50 Washington. It's halftime at the Capital One Center in Washington, D.C. The Raptors trail the Wizards by 3. It's the playoffs, and you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto.